You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it's time for our weekly check-in with Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon. And Tom Brady and the Patriots come to town, give Matt Patricia his first meeting with his old team and as head coach, and wonder of wonders.
26-10, Lions over the Patriots. I sent out several sarcastic tweets asking if my Comcast contract is not working because somehow the screen says the Lions are beating the Patriots. Is anybody else out there experiencing this?
Many people were saying things like that. What? Who, is this our Lions?
Is this sunspots? Is it?
And this was a resounding win. This wasn't just an eked it out.
It wasn't a fluke. They outplayed them on both sides of the ball. The defense was phenomenal against Tom Brady. Now, people are saying Tom Brady's getting old, but yeah, he's in the Super Bowl last year, so he's not that old. It is one of the freaks of nature is what I just saw.
Well, you stop and think, this was the same team that made just a disastrous showing against the Jets
who stink.
Less than 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
The Jets have won 5 games last year. They smoked the Lions.
Yeah.
The 49ers won 6 games last year. They smoked the Lions. And you're thinking, these guys look as horrible as they did in the exhibition games this summer. They've made no progress. And then out of nowhere, they pull about 8 rabbits.
So what do you think happened?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well.
How can that team be the same thing? The joke was they swapped jerseys with the Patriots. That's how strange the whole thing worked. So I don't know what Patricia did this week. We were talking last week about maybe he'll have a short run here.
Yeah.
They looked so bad the first 2 games, and there they are. So I don't know what it was, but whatever it was, if you're a Lions fan, keep doing it.
All right, we'll leave that there and head over to Saturday college football. So after this weekend, which group of fans should feel better about how their team is shaping up for the season, Spartan fans or Wolverine fans?
Answer's yes.
Okay.
Both of them. Spartans look quite good against a competitive Indiana team down in Indiana. A few trick plays in there and so on. A good, solid victory. Big Ten, hey, they count two, as they say. One win for you and one loss for them because you're all in the same division. So that's a very solid win for the Spartans to get back on track.
And then for Michigan-Nebraska, womp.
Best game they played in a long time. Nebraska's Nebraska. They're 0-3. I get that. But it's still a legitimate Big Ten team, of course. And Michigan was hitting on all cylinders. And you can just tell, talking to the guys after the game, how cathartic it was for them to play that well, to get that many guys in the game. Everything and absolutely everything worked.
Now, I really would like to get your thoughts on Tiger Woods finally winning a tournament for the first time since August 2013, and that is 1,876 days, if you're counting. What'd you think as you saw that happen yesterday?
I thought that guy is one of the best competitors I've seen in my life, that he's had countless surgeries on his left knee mainly, some on his right, his back. Swinging a golf club is one of the worst things you can do for your back, as any guy with back pain can tell you. And he's done it millions of times at full, at more power than anyone else has ever swung a golf club. So to see him crawl back, and he has not got the same game he had before, I find the third act of an athlete's career the most interesting. When your fastball no longer pops at 101, when you got to start throwing curveballs and changeups and whatnot, well, Tiger Woods can't just outdrive everybody anymore. That's gone.
He's got to gut it out.
Got to gut it out. Got to get clever around the green. You got to be disciplined. Can't make double bogeys and so on. And what we saw was, in some ways, Tiger's finest hour.
And when you think of the personal issues he's been through...
Or he's created for himself.
Created for himself, absolutely. These personal issues, the humiliation. I think he'd slipped to, 1,999 in the rankings, something...
I might have been behind him, like, two.
And you stop and you kind of think, it could have been easy to say, you know what, forget it. Forget it. I'm done.
He's got piles of money. He'd make more piles of money designing golf courses or endorsements, whatever else. He could have very easily walked away, which shows you the heart of a competitor and why you have to come back. Now, he's still 4 major titles away from Jack Nicklaus. He's got 14. Nicklaus has got 18. Now, 10 years ago, we're all thinking, how far past Jack Nicklaus will he go? And now he's been stuck at 14. He's been close this year. But that race is now back on. And like I said, this might be his most endearing phase.
And so young athletes can take some lessons from Tiger.
Look, his line years ago, if you don't have your A game, you got to grind it through anyway. And a great line I often quote here from Steve Martin, the comedian. He said, on any given night, it's not that hard for a decent comedian to kill it. You know, the crowd's with you, you're reasonably funny and all this stuff. He said the hard thing to do, and what separates the pros from the so-so ones, is you got to be good, not great, but good every night no matter what. You got a cold, the sound system's not that good, the crowd is not into it, and you got to find a way to make it work for a solid hour. And that is what Tiger Woods has just done. If your A game's not there, make it work anyway.
Michigan Radio Sports Commentator John Eubank. Thank you, John.
Thank you.